Hey, welcome again to Next Steps. Let's get going into the questions.
What does it mean to understand where our kids are, and how can we ensure as parents that we are aligned when it comes to their spiritual development?
That's a tough one, actually, because that's something that we had to practice a lot and grow a lot in, because, you know, very early on, I would see everything. Like, as a mum, and with a little bit of discernment, it's not hard to see every single area that needs work in your kids or in your husband. You know, you tend not to see them in yourself, but you can see them in everybody else really well. And so I think actually what you've got to do is discipline yourself. And the same principle that goes for yourself, pray, ask the Holy Spirit, seek the input of others. It's actually important to do that for your kids too, because, you know, when you see everything that's wrong, it's hard to then narrow in and, Lord, what are you really doing here, you know? And that was a really long process for me to grow and learn in. And, you know, the length of time it took me to get a level of mastery in this, I caused a lot of damage in our kids doing that, because I would just see everything that was wrong all the time. And it's not a good way to live, and it's certainly not fruitful for them. And once I could discipline myself to really seek the Lord and ask for David's input and go, what do you see here, you know, then we could narrow in on those one or two things. But this is not an easy thing to do.
No.
And if you've practice the wrong thing in this way for a long time, like if you've done the, you know, machine gun splatter approach at everything that's going wrong in your kids, you're going to have to take some time to probably back off, confess, repent, seek the Lord for direction and a new way, and then slowly start to implement and practice the right things so those new practice things become permanent.
Yeah. I think we were talking about this last night. Mm. So this is a question we weren't practicing, but we talked about last night. Mm. Are we parenting out of fear and anxiety?
Mm.
When we see something, is fear and anxiety driving our need to engage?
Mm.
Because if it is, we're always going to create more damage than good. We need to have godly concern and wisdom and discernment, but fear and anxiety comes out harshly, and we actually get normally the opposite result that we're hoping for.
Yeah, and that fear and anxiety is out of a lack of faith in God's sovereignty. And so when we're more concerned about what our children do and what they have rather than who they are in Christ, something isn't right.
How can you cultivate crops of life and blessing in relationships when the soil seems toxic?
That's a tough question, and that's a question that's born of pain. Yeah, I'll let you go first on that one.
The question is, why is the soil toxic? Is it toxic or is it our perception? Because our perception could be toxic. So first and foremost, is it toxic? Is that God's view or is it our view? If it's God's view that it's toxic, then trying to plant anything in toxic soil is a waste of time. And so if we're trying to do what Father's doing, are we actually discerning well? Or are we trying to do something? Because if these people could only get this, then their life will be different. But they're not asking, and relationally it's toxic, then maybe they need something, but maybe you're not the one to plant the seed.
Maybe it's not the right time. Maybe a whole bunch of reasons in there. But I think really there's two things that we've got to consider here. The first is the plank and the speck. Mm. We always need to presume our fallenness first. And so confess that, get right before God, make sure that we are in a righteous place before we deem to pass judgment or criticism or opinion about whether somebody else is toxic. And when we've done that and we're in that place of righteousness with the Lord, then it's, Lord, Father, would you have me spend time here? Is this where you want me to invest my time right now in this season? Comes back to the garden and where we invest our time with people. How is this a relationship that I need to be in right now? And if so, how much do I need to be in this? But I think it's, we've really got to deal with ourselves first in that question.
Absolutely.
That's tough to hear when we're perhaps hurt or wounded or a little bitter or a little resentful. It's hard to hear that maybe my response to somebody else's sin or somebody else's brokenness is I'm fully responsible for. And actually in this month's audio, that's what Dennis spoke about. We must accept full responsibility for our actions and reactions.
Absolutely. He says freedom is found in our responses, not what's happening to us.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is hard to hear because we can feel very justified on why our responses are appropriate for what's happening to us. Mm. But that's got nothing to do with it.
No, check yourself first, you know, apply the principles of biblical conflict resolution, which is first deal with yourself, the plank and the speck, but rush into conflict resolution where possible. And remember that, you know, one of the great lies that's out there is time heals all wounds. Well, it just doesn't. God heals all wounds.
It does heal wounds, but it really heals them badly.
Yeah.
And you end up with a permanent sore.
Yeah.
That just doesn't ever fix.
Don't leave it just till time. You need Father and the Holy Spirit in the midst of what you do. Whether you work or whether you step back, you must be led by the Holy Spirit in doing that.
Absolutely.
How do we distinguish between reaping a bad harvest due to the crops we've planted and tragic events?
Is there's a lot that we should be taking responsibility for. But clearly tragedy and when we're really being victimized by something, that's not something we've sown. That's what sin sown into the world will produce.
Yeah, and I think if you're stuck in that question, if you're stuck in either an offense here or a rejection of what Dennis said, when I first heard this, this was the tape I threw out the window.
This was the one.
This was the one, because I was somebody who had actually had a tragedy in my life, but I had enmeshed that tragedy with my own personal sin and consequences for my own sin, and I became this like perpetual victim that everything that I reaped was against me. It was I was in a victimhood, and everything that went wrong in my life was because of this victimhood. But at some point I could listen to this audio enough and get around people who could help me enough to realize that actually I had suffered a tragedy, but I was also suffering from the consequences of my own sin, my own actions and reactions. And most of the time I was suffering from what came out of my mouth. And so when I was able to go, oh, okay, I can see here, this tragedy and the consequences for my sin aren't enmeshed. I need to separate them. I need to see clearly and strategically what is going on here. I was able to grieve and mourn and get help for the tragedy, at the same time be held accountable, confess and repent for sin, ongoing sin and past sin, and realize it's just some of the things that we were reaping were just the consequences of that.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, there's a freedom.
Mm.
Well, this has been a great time together. Thank you to everybody who sent in the questions. And thanks, Justine, for pulling all this together. You know, we are in deep prayer for you. The SRT community now has got a wonderful prayer team led by Jolan, and we're really grateful to that group of people who have put their hand up to a call of God and are praying diligently for all of us in the community. And so know that you are being prayed for. If there's anything that we can pray specifically for you, please reach out to Justine and or your study group facilitator, and we will make sure that you are covered in prayer.
And be encouraged. This study will unearth these type of questions.
Yeah.
There is deep pain associated with those questions.
Yes.
These are not simple, oh, this is the answer, I can answer the question, I'm done.
Mm.
There is deep, deep pain associated with many of these questions and deep reflection.
Yeah.
So don't do it like all the other studies where we just try to get the answer so we can say, right, we've answered that question. There's some really hard things in this.
Mm.
And get around your community.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. Ask for Brett.
Yeah.
Love you all.
We love you. God bless you.